This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. India and France have agreed to upgrade the India-France relationship to special global strategic partnership yesterday. There were a total of 21 outcomes. Both sides agreed for establishment of annual foreign ministers' dialogue for regularly reviewing implementation of the elevated partnership and Horizon 2047 roadmap. Both the nations have also agreed for launch of India-France Year of Innovation and India-France Innovation Network. Delivering a joint statement with French President Emmanuel Macron at Mumbai's Lok Bhavan, PM Modi asserted that this partnership is not only strategic, but also one for global stability and prosperity amidst today's unstable global situation. Mr. Modi stated that relations between India and France are very special, with France being one of India's oldest strategic partners.
भारत और फ्रांस के संबंध बहुत ही विशेष है फ्रांस भारत के सबसे पुराने स्ट्रेटेजिक पार्टनर्स में से एक है और प्रेसिडेंट मैक्रों के साथ मिलकर हमने इस स्ट्रेटेजिक पार्टनरशिप को अभूतपूर्व गहराई और ऊर्जा दी है इस विश्वास और साझा विजन के आधार पर आज हम अपने संबंधों को स्पेशल ग्लोबल स्ट्रेटेजिक पार्टनरशिप के रूप में स्थापित कर रहे हैं यह पार्टनरशिप केवल स्ट्रेटेजिक नहीं है आज के उथल पुथल से भरे युग में यह ग्लोबल स्टेबिलिटी और ग्लोबल प्रोग्रेस की पार्टनरशिप है
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold meetings with several global leaders today who are in New Delhi for the India AI Impact Summit. Mr. Modi is scheduled to meet President of Spain, Pedro Sanchez, Prime Minister of Finland, Antti Petri Orpo, President of Serbia, Aleksandar Vučić, Prime Minister of Croatia, Andrej Plenković, President of Estonia, Alar Karis, Prime Minister of Bhutan, Dasho Sheringtobge, and Prime Minister of Kazakhstan, Olzas Bektenov. French President Emmanuel Macron has invited Prime Minister Narendra Modi to the 52nd G7 summit, which will be presided over by France in 2026. In a press statement in Mumbai, Mr. Macron called for an ad hoc meeting between India and France to reach an agreement on the international agenda ahead of the G7 summit in Evian. Noting the acceleration for partnership as India will chair the BRICS summit while France chairs the G7 group, he called for a moment of innovation for the youth of both countries. The G7 summit is an annual gathering of leaders from US, UK, France, Germany, Japan, Italy, Canada and European Union. On the third day of AI Impact Summit 2026 today, a research symposium is scheduled to be held in which President of Estonia, Alar Karis, Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav and Minister of State Jitin Prasada, along with other dignitaries, will hold discussions. Apart from this, the inaugural session and launch of the working group are scheduled. President Draupadi Murmu will participate in the International Fleet Review 2026 in Visakhapatnam, Andhra Pradesh today. As the Supreme Commander of Armed Forces, President will review the ceremonial fleet and witness a spectacular display of India's naval strength and maritime capabilities. The IFR is being hosted by the Indian Navy in Visakhapatnam from February 15 to 25. President Murmu arrived in Visakhapatnam yesterday evening. Gulf countries commenced the holy month of Ramadan today after crescent moon sighting committees in Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates confirmed the start of Ramadan 1447 AH last evening. Authorities in Qatar and Kuwait also announced February 18 as the first day of fasting, aligning with astronomical calculations. In men's T20 Cricket World Cup, Nepal defeated Scotland by 7 wickets in Group C match at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai last night. Chasing a target of 171 runs set by Scotland, Nepal made 171 for 3 in 19.2 overs. Dipendra Singh Airy was the highest scorer for Nepal. He was declared player of the match. And that is the end of this news bulletin.